we're back, bitches. Welcome to the Fat Daddy Live podcast with your host. I'm Fats. Always as my co-host, DJ Feats.
Oh, what's konnichiwa.
We also have with us tonight, MC Ricky, MC Mackie.
Yo.
Haters.
Haters everywhere.
Haters begins. All around. Y'all stupid. So what's going on tonight, y'all? What's up?
Not much, man. Chilling. Looking at these next level planking photos.
While y'all were sleeping, I took next level hater destroying to the next level. I took haters, wrapped them in bacon strips, put baconators on and wrapped those in bacon strips, hit them with a big inflatable hammer, put them in the oven, then we ate them.
I'm pretty sure that's copyrighted somewhere. Well, let's get
no, I just came up with that on the spot, actually. As a matter of fact, that was so good I just paid myself $3 to do it.
Damn.
Fucking rage.
Ray, I'm gonna need you to not punch things when I'm around because I'm gonna start breaking things.
All right, let's get into our first topic tonight.
Oh yeah.
That is the tragic death of the hero, the legend, Macho Man Randy Savage. I mean, what are y'all takes on that, man? How do y'all feel about that?
All right. Here's my take. Oh, no.
Good take, man. Good take.
I take that. But fuck, man. Macho fucking man. I don't know. I've been watching him since forever and a day, even up to the point when he left and he was sitting there making his song about the Incredible, not the Incredible fucking Hulk. Hulk Hogan talking about be a man, Hulk, be a man. Kept up with Macho Man forever. It's sad to know that he's gone like that, though.
Yeah, in a car wreck. Taken out by a car wreck. Not by all the major drugs he did, but by a car wreck.
Not by all the cocaine, which we should probably link that fucking interview.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely linking a Macho Man cocaine.
Full 360!
180.
No more questions.
We're definitely linking that. So if y'all want to check that out, go hit us up on the Fat Daddy Facebook. We'll have a link to that. But that was tragic, man. That hurt when I found out about that.
And it was what the day of the rapture at that. Then you had the epic picture of the Macho Man apple dropping Jesus.
Oh, I forgot about the picture.
I'm pretty sure he died. And the second he died, there was someone somewhere that was like, I have to paint this.
But think about it. Think about it. Jesus died for our sins. So why not Macho Man died to stop the rapture?
Exactly.
No. I think something else happened. I think Macho Man was the only one worthy of being.
The only one that's worthy. True.
Now, you know what's kind of fucked up? Yeah. I actually saw a statistic yesterday. Over 25% of the performers from WrestleMania 7 are now dead.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Yeah,
that's fucked up, man.
25%. So that was like 6 of them, which means that 2 of them are dead about.
No, there were 51 and 14 are dead.
Wow.
Oh.
That even hurt like Hulk Hogan's heart to hear that, because I think he said according to TMZ.com they just started talking again.
Yeah, because you know it's been a while since they had a conversation. We're going on with 10 years if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, what were they beefing about? Anyway, what was that?
I don't remember the exact.
I know what it was. I know what they were beefing about. They were beefing because Hulk Hogan was fucking Macho Man Randy Savage's wife.
Yeah,
that's what started the whole.
Yeah, he was fucking her, and a lot of other people were fucking her. And Macho Man showed up at the hotel where
Wasn't she a wrestler, too?
No. I don't know about that.
I don't think Miss Elizabeth was a wrestler. Miss Elizabeth was a fucking wrestler.
I think she kind of did it, but not really.
In WCW days.
Yeah.
Oh. That's interesting. That's an interesting little tidbit. Yeah. Never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making sure of it. Matter of fact, she was World Wrestling Female Championship Wrestling Champion, whatever, in 1999, before Nitro was over with.
I did not know that.
No, not at all.
Wow.
That's another thing I miss, man. I miss WCW.
Yeah. Hey.
You know,
speaking of WCW, while I have a minute, the Big Head Rhythmus Vampires are releasing a CD next week, so we need a lady to sing a hook on one song. So somebody can do that for me.
What connection was that to anything?
WCW, BHRV, they're both abbreviations. Deal with it, hater.
They're not abbreviations. They're initialisms.
Someone remind me to talk with this man when I see him again.
They're duly noted. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. Some craziness. But even other current, superstars like The Rock and Mankind, they were hurt by that too. Because I think for The Rock, he was just an inspiration. But I think Mankind actually knew him for a little beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So that was real tragic for them, man. I feel for him. I feel for his new wife who he just married beforehand.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he just got married. I don't know how long. You know, I don't want to give a wrong date, but he did get married not long before that.
Yeah.
You know.
That's pretty awful. I mean, I saw a video of, like you had mentioned, I saw a video of The Rock. He was at some kind of small event, you know, just a little exhibition thing. And he was talking about, you know, his inspirations in getting into wrestling. And he talked at length about liking Macho Man a lot, you know. So, you know, he was hurt.
He was cool, man. He had that charisma.
Yeah.
But see, that's what a lot of people never got is whenever The Rock said, whenever The Rock said, "Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?" He was referring to Macho Man Randy Savage in a third person perspective.
What?
How? How was he?
Explain yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you think about it on a perceptual level,
wait,
right?
now he has to construct this tower of bullshit.
And the bullshit begins.
No, you do not get to construct the tower of bullshit. No, you do not.
You keep because if you would have let me go in like a sentence more deep, that would have been like a 10-minute story.
No.
Oh, man.
Back to topic.
But MC Ricker in the Tower of Bullshit.
But I think what most people don't know is that Macho Man had, I don't know how many rap albums.
I believe it was only one, maybe two.
I think it was only one.
We're going to double check them facts right quick.
Now, do you guys know that Hulk Hogan actually put out a record as well?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah, I thought you would. There's this one song. It's the cheesiest thing I've ever heard. Like, I mean, it's sad. One of his fans had died, right? But he made this song, and it's the worst fucking thing ever. It's like, we'll link that as well. But my God, it is. I think it's called Hulkster in Heaven.
Hulkster in Heaven.
Like one of the lines is, "I wish Hulk's love could bring you back again."
Oh.
Oh no!
It's so bad.
You don't know. No, that's horrible.
I saw it on TV.
It's not empty seat.
I guess it'll be an empty seat.
That's not really Hulk.
It is.
Nah, this is some. Is it really Hulk?
Yes,
it's really Hulk.
That is Hulk.
Do we finish this nonsense? Do we really finish this nonsense?
Now, we'll link it. It doesn't deserve to be in the podcast.
No, we'll just link it. But and I guess what people really don't know is that Macho Man did have a whole rap album. We're actually going to premiere one of his songs, Are You Ready, tonight for people to hear.
It's not even a premiere, but I feel it, though.
It's not really. I mean, it's a premiere for us.
It's a 10-year late premiere.
So wow. It's a premiere for us. So don't be a hater.
Understood.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's just get into it right now. Let's just go to it. Here it is. Off the Macho Man Randy Savage rap album. Are You Ready?
Like this, are you ready? Keep it going on and on. We're gonna rock it, baby, all night long.
get that retarded. A record coming off like this, one that's lyrically inclined with a mic in his fist. It's a savage band with a master plan. I got you waving your hands saying, now, everybody's kind of shocked and amazed that Macho Man's got you hitting the days. And I'm about to start a brand new rap race, cause I'll crush you in the ring as well as the stage. So everybody, come on, put your hands up high, cause we're coming with a sound that you can't deny. It's the M-A-C-H-O-M-A-N. Go on out playing, I got the place in mail. Like the batteries and like Q-tip, I'll make them stop and breathe. Cause when I perform, they all swarm like bees. And I rock the show with the greatest of ease. So everybody, put them up. There ain't no half-stepping. If you can't start trouble, step the other direction. In this section, it's about the party connection. We came to party hard, you don't need that lemon. So if you didn't come to party, get your butt out of here. Just vacate the premises and disappear. We're here to rock the house at full throttle. And after we turn it out, we're popping bottles. Playboy model. And when they hear Macho's voice, their knees start to wobble. So let's get it on, we can jam all night. And we can rock and we can roll through the broad daylight. Come on!
Are y'all ready for this? Cause if y'all work your fist like this,
are you ready?
Keep it going on and on, we gonna rock it, baby, all night long.
Are you ready?
Put your hands in the air, come on, wave them like you just don't care.
Are you ready?
Come on, come on.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
All my people on the East Coast, are y'all ready? Everybody on the West Side, are y'all ready? All my down south people, are y'all ready? All my Midwest folk, are y'all ready?
All right, that was Are You Ready by the late, great Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go ahead. Let's get into our next topic of discussion tonight, which is getting a whole bunch of popularity, strangely enough. That's planking.
The laying down game.
Next level planking.
Is there next level planking haters, what you guys know about that? Nothing. Shut up.
What are the rules for planking?
Rules for planking. Be parallel to the ground. You don't have to be on the ground, but you do not have to plank two objects. An ideal plank would be to be on two objects, but you can do it on flat ground. Your hands must be flat against your side whenever you do it. You can make a fist, but you cannot grab onto your pants. If you grab onto your pants, it's an illegal move because that means that you are not relaxed in your plank.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Really?
That's the rule. Oh, and it has to be interesting. You can't just be planking in your bed. That's no fun.
Yeah, that's no fun. Has to be next level. That's why I am on the next level planking United States team, because we believe in next level planking. Fuck that old dumb hater shit.
And because you started the next level planking team, that would probably help.
Yeah.
Yes. Not only did I start the team, but I also started the revolution. Now, I have to give credit to MC Bass from the Side Quest for giving me the idea. But right. He said, hey, I think you should do this. You'd be good at it. 5 minutes later, there was a picture on Facebook saying the game begins. Why? Because I thoroughly believe in bringing it to the next level. And if anyone's going to say you'd be good at this, they know me. They know I'm good at things.
And also for fans who don't know, I'm fat. So I'm going to start planking for fat people everywhere. That's going to be my stick. I went to the planking Facebook. I have not seen any fat people at all. So I'm going to start planking for fat people across America.
Yeah. I'm trying to join this planking team, right? I'm trying to be extreme as I possibly can be. But at the same token, I want to plank landmarks. I say we plank the world and post them hoes all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Now, Feats, no. First of all, I got your initiation plank. Even if it's not successful, you have to try it. The two eggs with the bottle caps on them.
I'll go for it.
Two eggs with the bottle cap?
What?
Yeah, because apparently if you have an egg and you have a bottle cap on it, your own body weight will not break the egg because the bottle cap keeps it from breaking. I don't believe it.
I don't believe that. No.
No, that's got to be bull.
I think I have eggs. I think I have bottle caps. I'm going to test that out.
Yeah, you go ahead and test that out. Let us know how that works.
I think we should go to the North Pole and literally plank the world. Wow. I think that's what needs to happen.
How the hell will we get to the North Pole?
And all you're gonna do is be planking in snow.
Exactly.
But you're planking in snow at the top of the world.
Exactly.
Does anybody know how this planking originated? Anybody got any info?
As far as I know, it was like a late 90s thing in Britain. But it probably goes back a lot further than that with like the actual action of planking. But I think they were the first guys to really codify it and like lay down what planking actually was.
I want to know how the hell it got so successful.
I don't even really think it is successful to begin with. I mean, we have to make this popular. This is our new code. You know, we got to do this shit.
No. This is when it got popular. Let me tell y'all this. In Australia, during a National Rugby League player, David Wolfman Williams, planked after a try during the Manly Warriors Sea Eagles versus Nightcastle's Knights game on March 27th, 2011.
Wow.
Really?
So that's what made it go national. That's pretty much what made it go big in that area because, hell, if you got a sports team player saying, I'm going to do this as my victory dance, plank.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll rock with that. I'll roll with that. But
he'll rock and roll with it. Dang.
You know, that's the mission for the fans. Plank right. Y'all asses off. We need pictures. Send us pictures if you can. Post pictures to the planking website, to the Fat Daddy Live Facebook. Go ahead and plank. Plank your little fucking hearts out.
We have no pictures of this, but a man from Gladstone in central Queensland was charged for allegedly planking on a police vehicle.
Dumbass.
We need pictures. He needs to post pictures of that. If you can't post a picture of it, then we're just not gonna believe you.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
You just didn't plank that shit. I don't believe it.
Did MC Rick ever make it back?
Well, he has not. I think he's still playing with the podcast.
I think he might have died.
It's very possible. It's very possible. Next subject of the night.
Nerdcore's first planking casualty. MC Ricky, RIP.
Epic. But, you know, plank is all fun and all, but in time it's just going to pass. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to knock off for the night.
No, man. Yeah. Let's go out with Macho Man Randy Savage theme song.
No. Yeah. Oh man, I was gonna say Hulkster in Heaven. Alright, no, we'll go out with
Hulkster,
the Macho
Man. No, Hulkster in Heaven is fine too, but god damn it, that shit corny.
I would rather go out on the original Macho Man.
Alright.
WWF.
This is his tribute, man. This is his tribute. Yeah.
We're gonna go ahead and leave y'all with the Macho Man Randy Savage original opening theme song from when WWE was WWF. Don't forget to hit us up on Facebook. Go ahead and check us out on Podomatic. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, MC Mackie, MC Ricky. Always DJ Feet. Peace out. Much love.
Sayonara.
Yeah.
Later.